independent voters could play the role of kingmaker come February 5th, more than half the states with presidential races that day will allow their independents to weigh in. In many states, they're forbidden to take part in primaries or caucuses. In California, it's a bit of both. Independents can only vote in the Democratic primary, and that's got some Republicans second-guessing their party rules. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Nearly one-fifth of California voters have no party affiliation. They're called decline-to-state voters. And here's what we know about them. They tend to be younger than partisan voters and a bit better educated. A study from the Public Policy Institute of California also finds that they're generally liberal on social and environmental issues, but fiscally conservative. They sound a lot like 27-year-old graduate student Megan Rollins of Menlo Park.
My mother's a Democrat and my father's a Republican, and during all of the political discussions that I had participated in, I had a very difficult time fully agreeing with either side.
Like many independents these days, Rollins says she leans Democratic, but she has no particular preference among the Democratic presidential candidates. She likes them all. What worries her is that the Democrats might lose in November. That's why she wanted to hedge her bets and help pick the Republican nominee.
Among the Republicans, I have much stronger opinions. I don't think that they could all do a good job. So it was more important for me to put my say, my vote, in that arena.
But independents like Rollins are not allowed to vote in California's Republican presidential primary, explained State Party Chairman Ron Nearing.
That's why we wanted to encourage everyone to register as a Republican and join our party so that they can vote in the primary and help us nominate the next president of the United States.
California Democrats have a different philosophy and allowed decline-to-state voters to help choose the Democratic nominee, and with good reason, says party chairman Art Torres.
Because usually when you invite decline-to-state voters to vote in our primary, they end up voting for our Democratic nominee in November.
Republicans and Democrats have made different decisions about independent voters, partly because they have different ways of awarding delegates. The Democrats do it by a candidate's statewide percentage of the vote. Republicans, on the other hand, apportion delegates by congressional district. Jack Pitney, government professor at Claremont McKenna College, says Republicans are afraid that in districts with relatively few GOP voters, the independents might engage in so-called mischief voting.
They might vote maliciously to support the weaker candidate and thereby control the general election outcome.
However,
there's very little evidence for mischief voting. For the most part, ordinary voters just don't decide that way.
Before he was a professor, Pitney worked for the Republican National Committee and the GOP Congressional Caucus, and he thinks that barring independent voters from California's Republican presidential primary could be damaging to the party in the long run.
In California, Republicans have been in bad times lately. They have a very weak position in statewide office in the state legislature, and they have to find some way to get more people into the tent. Otherwise, they're going to be a permanent minority.
So it should be good news for the California GOP that decline-to-state voter Megan Rollins took the trouble to change her registration just so she could vote for a Republican in the primary.
But as soon as the primary is over, I will re-register and go back to being a decline-to-state voter.
And, she says, probably vote for the Democrat in November. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.